Magali.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how's everything going?
Everything's going good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a while.
It has. It's been a while.
We're already recording, so I'm good to start if you're good to start.
I'm absolutely good to start.
Awesome. Cool. So just so people have a little bit of context, what's your background and how did you start doing what you're doing?
All right. Well, for the people joining in, listening, my name is Magali De La Rosa. I'm an artist. I'm a singer. I'm a dancer. I'm a designer and I'm an actress as well. I always grew up in a home full of music and art. My parents really promoted that a lot, really kind of let me do my own thing as a kid. And so, you know, I grew up, my strongest of all the things that I do is the music. And I grew up, you know, being in the choir and being in drama. And I recorded my first demo at 14. My very first professional one at 19. And right after that, I just went from project to project, trying to discover, you know, really who I was as an artist. And so now I have a record deal that I just signed with Suda Records, which is in San Antonio. And so it's been going incredibly well. Now I have a band. All the pieces are starting to come together now. So that's a little bit of background on me.
Did you always know that you wanted to be up on the stage performing in front of people?
Yes. Yes, I did. When I was little, I remember, and I still have the paper somewhere. It's probably somewhere in my parents' house. Our teacher asked us to write down on a piece of paper or draw on a piece of paper what it is we wanted to do when we got older. I want to say I was about 9 years old, 9 or 10, and I drew a picture of a girl in a dress holding a Grammy. And that dream has still remained. That is something that I hope to accomplish very soon. I always knew I wanted to be a singer and a performer and a dancer and all of that. And I never thought I wasn't going to be. So it's so great now that it's actually happening this year, full circle. How I dreamed it as a kid.
That's awesome. So who were your heroes when you were growing up?
Definitely my first inspiration was my dad. You know, he was in a Tejano band called Grupo Fuego back in the 80s. And so because of him, we always had a guitar in the house. He's always playing music. And of course, with our culture comes this incredible, rich style of music that we have. And every party we went to and every quinceañera and every wedding, a live band, you know, dancing on the dance floor, being exposed to that. I want to say he was my first hero watching movies like La Bamba and The Bodyguard, listening to Whitney Houston for the first time and Lauryn Hill and Selena. So many different artists in music and also music and in film have been my heroes and my inspiration for sure.
I remember meeting your dad years ago when we filmed one of your music videos, and he seemed like a really good, he seemed like your number one supporter. How important is to have that support system when you're chasing after your dreams, when you're on the road, you're in an industry where it's so competitive? How important is it having that support system?
It is super, super important. I don't feel like I could do this, or I would say it wouldn't be the same without my dad and my mother. You know, she kind of like stays in the background, but she helps do a lot of stuff. And he's been my manager, my very first manager since I was a little kid, you know, taking me to go perform here and at weddings and here and there and showing me how to write songs. You know, he's taught me everything that I know about music itself, writing songs, how to structure a song. And he's written almost every song I've done for the last 3 albums.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So yeah. What does success look like to you?
Success for me is continuing what I'm doing, but maybe just on a bigger scale. You know, I have a pretty big band right now, but I would like to add to that. I'd like to bring a bigger element of show to my fans. I would love to do more touring on a bigger scale, maybe outside of Texas. Being in a movie, being happy with my daughter, because for those joining in or that don't know me, I have a daughter. Creating a life for her that I think she deserves. That's to me success.
That's awesome. So you lived in California, right?
Yes.
So what did you do there, and how was your experience in Cali?
I love California. I miss it dearly. I'm actually taking a trip out there in July to see my friends. Well, you know, it all started because I felt like I needed somewhat of a backup plan before I went full throttle with my music. So I went there, I got a degree in fashion from an art school in Long Beach. And then I kind of just stuck around just to see, you know, what can I get done here? What can I learn here? Everything for me, I feel, is like a learning experience. And so I did do a couple of demos out there with a producer and with a management team. And then that didn't really work out. But hey, I had these demos. So I went from audition to audition with these demos. I went booking job after job after job. So really for me, I think California was a learning experience. I did get some good breaks out there. But above all, I took dance classes and I took acting classes. And I felt like California was my school. And so everything that I learned there, I absolutely have applied. And I've mixed it with my upbringing and my culture from the Valley. So it's kind of like a mix of the two.
Do you feel that somebody has to leave the Valley to pursue their dreams and become really good at it?
No, absolutely not. You know, for me, I don't know that I ever would have left if it hadn't been for school initially, you know. And initially I went to Long Beach because two of my best friends were also going to that school. So we all kind of wanted to go together. But I don't think so. I think that there's so much talent in the Valley. I think that I do the majority of my work actually in the Valley, and my band is from the Valley. My record label is in San Antonio. So for me, it's just like a quick drive to go and do the things that I need to do. And if there's ever a need to go to California now, I just take a plane there, you know, or fly to New York, right? You know, it's I don't think that you have to move, you know, but if it's something you'd like to experience, by all means, you know, that's incredible too.
I think the world's getting smaller by the day. Like now you can just, it's inexpensive to get a flight to anywhere you want to go. And it's within reach. Like it's so inexpensive now just to travel and see things.
Yeah.
So you touched on you're a designer. You do a lot of things. You juggle quite a bit. Is it a bad thing that you're not focused on one thing, or how do you see that? Because I know for me as an entrepreneur, I want to do so many things. I want to be good at so many different things, but there's a certain amount of time in the day. Do you think it's a bad thing or a good thing being able to see yourself like as a designer, as an artist? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, see, I feel luckily for me, it all kind of goes together in the same theme. Like I feel because I'm an artist and a singer and I have this band that I also have to take care of, that's where my design skills kick in. So one helps out the other, you know, but then at the same time, when I'm performing and I'm wearing my outfits and they're promoting the jackets and all that stuff, they're also helping my business too. So I feel like with the music and the designing, one is helping out the other. They're like a cute couple, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. No, I think, who was it that said the other day I'm a businessman. Like it was, Jay-Z. Because he just became the first billionaire. He's like, I'm a business man. Like he himself is the business. It's not just everything. Everything encompasses him. Like he's a start of it all. So I think it's pretty cool. So you're touring with Michael Salgado, right?
Yes.
How did that whole thing happen?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, it's an incredible thing. I'm going to go way back when, you know, I had my daughter, and then I kind of took a small break, very, very short break. I jumped into the studio to do a couple of English songs and, you know, I funded it myself. It was a lot of work, also having a new baby and going into the studio, but I did it and I put it out there and I was happy for it. And people started to take notice, you know, for the first time for me as a solo artist, because I had been in a couple of band groups before, right? You know, and my dad, I feel like he was very impressed by that. He said, you know what? He's like, we have a studio here in the Valley. We have some producers. I wrote 10 songs. Will you come down here and record a full length Spanish album?
Wow.
And I said, why? Yes, I can. And so I did. So I did the full length. I think in about 10 days, we did the album, Es La Vez. Then you and I did the music video and we had shot the cover art in all those 10 days. So we put it out there and it was the first time I didn't have to knock on doors, but people were knocking on my door and fans were, taking the song and putting it on the radio and putting it on internet radio. And it just kind of took off in the Tejano industry, you know. It had more of an international feel. Of course, we did have some Tejano songs on there, but the people really chose for me, I feel like, my path on that first album. Wow. So because of that, I got invited to go to the Tejano Music Awards as a nominee. So because of Esta Vez, the album. There is where I met Michael Salgado's son, Michael Salgado Jr., who is the manager, and he runs the company Surdo Records. And so, you know, he saw me walk the red carpet after the show. He got in touch with me and asked me if I would be interested in working with Surdo Records. Of course, I said, yes, let's do a meeting. We had a great meeting, all of us. And then he invited me to open up for his dad at Fanfare. You know, I'm not sure at that time if his dad was truly convinced, because they had worked with some other, I think, artists, and it just kind of didn't work out, you know. And so I think he needed a little convincing. So I opened up for him at Fanfare with my band, and it was a huge crowd, and the crowd went crazy. They loved it. They really didn't even know who I was, you know. I feel still that I'm like a new artist, and he was very impressed. Shortly after that, we signed the record deal.
How did you feel? How did you feel when you signed that?
Very emotional, but also very secure for the first time that I was doing something that I knew was going to be great. Because before I was younger, there was other contracts involved, other offers. Well, I was of the mindset, go for it. Just go for it and see what happens, you know? And then I would go for it, and then it like wouldn't happen, and I'd get disappointed, you know? But this time I was very secure about everything, because today I know who I am as an artist and as a woman, you know? And I think that's very important. You need to know who you are, or you need to go on that self-discovery. You need to be secure with that. And for the first time, I feel like I had all the elements that I needed to move forward in a deal like this, you know? And I guess like the savvy, the business savvy, like looking at everything, I knew it was going to be something incredible. And it has been, you know. I like their style. Also, there were a couple of other companies that had reached out to me, but looking at the artwork and looking at the quality of their music and the videos that they do, and just their style was just very much my style, you know? And they also, this is very important for, I feel like, the listeners to hear, Surdo Records, Michael Salgado and his whole team, they have not once tried to change who I am. They let me come on this record label who I am. They let me wear what I want. They let me say what I need to say, how I need to sing. They do guide me here and there, but really they have embraced who I am. And I think that's very important, because I've been a part of other projects where they want to change you, and they want, you know, I had an incident where somebody wanted me to change my hair blonde and tell people that I was not, you know, Mexican, and that I was French, and
it was French.
It was very off-putting to me. And so if you can find people that embrace who you are and embrace your message, that makes it all the better. And so I feel like I'm at home.
I think that's super important. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. When you're playing shows, most of the bands are male-dominated bands, correct?
Yes, they are.
So does this actually help you stand out as a female artist? Or also, a second part question, have they treated you different for being a female?
Well, okay, so the first part, yes, I do feel like it makes me stand out, because a lot of these shows that we've done, well, I'm the only girl, you know, so that's really cool. And I have been asked that a lot. How does it feel to be like the only girl performing at this show? I'm like, well, it feels great. You know, I love it. Anywhere I can perform is amazing. But to be representing the females, girl power all the way, it's great.
That's awesome.
But also, yes, I do feel like it is still hard to book a female artist. I do feel that, you know, on my team's end, they have to do a little more convincing. One, because I'm new, you know, and two, because, well, I'm a female, and it is a male-dominated business. But, you know, I think that if I just keep at it, you know, somebody needs to pave the way, whether it be me or somebody else, to show people that, yeah, we can do it and we can bring in a crowd. You know, so I'm doing the best I can. That's why for me, it's so important to bring a good show.
That's awesome. You know? So earlier you talked on opportunity. personally, my I guess it's how I am. I take an opportunity any second I possibly could, and I of course I learn from it, or you know, it's a learning experience. So I got offered to go to Africa to work for a plastic company, and they wanted me to leave with like 3 days in advance. So I was like, no, okay. But these opportunities are coming up. Are you that type of person that will take advantage of an opportunity?
Well, I have to protect my business, and I have to consider my business in any decision that I make. So I do get opportunities, especially here lately. I've been getting a lot of acting opportunities, but I really have to investigate the company. Like now I'm a little more careful, like, okay, who are they about? What have they done? Who have they worked with? Also, like, I've gotten better. Like my intuition's just gotten a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? So before I would say I would leap right into it. Now I'm a little more cautious, but most of the time the opportunity is good and I do take it, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So your profession obviously involves a ton of work. How do you juggle family life? And the reason I ask is because my industry is 24/7. I rarely ever have downtime, but I, of course, I bring work home with me. But you're on the road. Yes. How do you juggle that?
It is a little hard, you know, especially for me. I only have my one baby girl. She's 6 years old. And so for the very, very first, you know, years of her life, she just always had mommy, 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 mommy. And I would make it work. I'd sew from home and I would, you know, do recordings as soon as I could and then come back. And so she really there in those years, she really wasn't without me. This past year and a half, I want to say it's been a little rough for her because I am on the road and stuff. But as soon as I come home, I kick it into high gear. I already have what I'm going to do with her. I already have all of that pre-planned, you know, because I do have to, as tired as I am, and even if I do still have work when I come home, I definitely put her first before I get started on anything else.
That's awesome. So I ask this question to a lot of people. Selfishness. Do you feel being a little selfish with your time or your resources is a bad thing?
No. You have to put yourself first. You really, really do. It's a lot of self-care. It's a lot of self-love. In the end of the day, you know, if you're an artist or you want to be in this business, you have to take care of number one. Because if you don't, then what are you doing? You know, then you're not going to be putting the best you out there. And, you know, before, I will say this, it was kind of a little struggle with me transitioning from mommy life to back to like artist life. And I felt like I kind of wasn't taking care of myself, maybe like diet wise or like physically and all of that stuff. And it was starting to affect kind of like I was kind of having like a bit of insecurities. And then something snapped in me, I guess, when like the albums started doing well, I'm like, okay, I need to take care of myself. I need to go to the gym. I need to like, you know, find a way to style this better, do this better. So I started making all these little improvements and it just made everything in a whole that much better. So I do think that you do have to be selfish. Don't take it super far and be crazy, but it is self-love, self-care, and you really should take care of number one, especially because this business is so busy and it's so brutal. You have to have that time for yourself to be able to recuperate from all those things as well.
Do you ever have a time where you just shut off everything and just sit?
No. Actually, yes. Okay, so it's funny because you would think that for me it's work, but it's not. So when I do have that downtime, I guess, not in the studio, and when my daughter is with her father and or busy or at school, I sit in my sewing room and I work on clothes. I will turn on mariachi music. I will turn on Cristian Nodal. I will turn on Pepe Aguilar. I will let like a certain type of music flow and I will just go at it with my hands. Like I love to work with my hands. A lot of my costumes are done by hand. So I'll just sew. And that kind of like clears my mind. People might think, oh, but isn't that work? For me, that's the moment where I clear my mind. And at the same time, I'm getting something done.
Right. So on that topic, you know, the other day I sat down disconnected from everything and I literally made myself just sit there doing nothing. and I had a bunch of good ideas. And I feel like, you know, a lot of times we need that just to disconnect it, because obviously when you're listening to a bunch of different things, you're doing stuff, it takes a lot of bandwidth away from you, and you can't focus on certain things. So certain times just unplugging, it does wonders for me at least.
Yeah, definitely.
So introverted or extroverted?
I want to say a little bit of both. I'm an extrovert when I'm in this business, because I love it. I love to communicate with my fans, be with my team, be with my people, be on Facebook, doing all these videos. But then a big part of me, like, I'm not like a party animal, and I am like a homebody, and I do like to stay home when I can.
So on that subject, when you're in front of a bunch of people and you're meeting a bunch of people and you're on stage, it has to be exhausting, right? So I know when I'm like giving speeches or somewhere talking about marketing and advertising, like, it's just probably 30 minutes and I'm exhausted because for some reason people just drain me. Does that happen to you?
Well, it's funny because if I'm doing a show or something like that, when I come off, I am on such a high, it takes me almost the whole night to come down from that high. And I want to say almost the only thing that gets tired of me, of my whole, is my feet, because I'm dancing the whole time or I'm standing up the whole time. Other than that, I'm pretty much okay. Exhausted, I wouldn't say exhausted, but like maybe some of me is a little physically tired, like my feet. Like this last show that we had, I danced so much. We had three shows. I danced so much and I was wearing brand new shoes that like the back of my feet, they got all cut up. So I'm sporting Band-Aids today. But it's crazy because when I get off of these shows, I am on such a high. You can't bring me down off that cloud until I'm already at home. And maybe not even then, because it's like a high that you can't. Well, and you're a musician too, so you kind of know like how that feels, you know?
No, definitely.
And the better the show, the bigger the high. So.
So what's been your biggest challenge so far?
I want to say my biggest challenge so far since I first started recording demos in LA to now would be participating in projects that maybe I shouldn't have participated in, you know? Like I said before, when I was younger, I would kind of just like leap into it. And then I'd be there and I'd be like, maybe I'll stick around because this could be something. I'm working with such and such. You know, it's out in LA, there's like a lot of name game, you know, like, oh, well, this person knows this. And so I kind of didn't know any better. So I'd be like, okay, well, I'll sit here. I'll stick around. We'll see where it goes. But it's like, I feel like if I had it to do all over again, right out the gate, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to be in this band, or I'm not going to be in this girl group, or I'm not going to do backup for this. I'm a singer. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. Take it or leave it, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your biggest success so far?
My biggest success so far is this album that we've put out. And Mis Sueños, which is the one we're promoting with Pseudo Records. It's, how can I explain it? Being able to record that album in the studio here in San Antonio, Blue Cat Studio, listening to the quality of it, being able to still work with my band and with my dad on this album, then seeing the cover art, you know, my manager, he did such a fabulous job, you know, lining everything up for me. The pictures, the artwork, the promo, the flyers. Like, for me, I was like, it was for a moment for me, I felt I'm here. Like, I've arrived. You know?
That's awesome. So, yeah. So the number one skill you think that anybody should have in life and then in business?
In life? The ability to believe in themselves. Or to have faith in something good, you know? I do go through, like any person in this life, you know, those moments of, you know, something happens in your family, or get in a fight with somebody or whatever, or maybe somebody leaves a bad comment on one of your pictures or something. But I have always looked to a brighter day. I've always seen the silver lining in things. One thing I will say about myself, I pick up and I keep moving forward. And I think that's very important. business, you know?
No, I completely agree.
And move past it.
So I can't do this podcast.
And in business,
go for it.
I would say the most important.
No. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I cut you off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Okay. And in business, I think in business, the skill I think that you should have kind of aligns with the same answer. You need to have that confidence. You need to believe in yourself. You need to be able to go in business from, there's like a quote that says, success is going from failure to failure.
So I cannot do this podcast without talking about social media. So how has social media helped you reach new audiences, or has it at all?
Social media is everything. Because I'm telling you, when I first put out Estevez, which was the first album that I got noticed for, that was how people took it and ran with it. It was a surprise to me. I want to say the video you and I did together, which was Estevez, which was the single and the name of the album, I put it out there. And then from there, it spread like wildfire. This Tejano Ration got it. This DJ got it. This promoter got it.
That's awesome.
All these fans. I had never had so many friend requests in my life. I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. And so then I started getting interviews from there. And then Mingo Mariano from Tejano Nation and John Henry Medina from Tejano Nation, like all these people that other industry people look up to in the business started contacting me. I was like, this is incredible. And it was all because of social media. And since then, it's just grown. You know, my Instagram has grown. Facebook,
that's awesome.
Twitter, like
so
all that
as a business owner, I feel
time.
That no, fear cool. drives mm-hmm. me. So I used to work in my dad's business, and I ventured off on my own, starting my own company. And I was super scared. I was like, oh, shit, what am I doing? So it really put a large amount of stress on me. But do you ever feel that your fear, like from one day to the next, everything's going to be taken away? Why is that?
No, I just don't. I feel my faith is so strong, and it has been that way since I was a little kid. Like I said, I decided at a young age that this is what I wanted to do, and I've never changed my mind, and it's never going to change. You know, I will always be involved in music somehow. I will always be involved in fashion somehow. And I think even more now that I have a little girl, a child, you know, a lot of people didn't think that I was going to come back from that. You know, I felt like a lot of people were like, oh, especially in my family, you know, if y'all are listening, I'm sorry, I'm calling you out. They thought she's not going to get back on the horse. You know, this is it. You know, she's going to have to do something else, and she's not going to be able to do it with the kid. Even more so when I had her, I said, there is no way I can fail now. Because how am I going to explain that to her later? Oh, it's okay for you to give up because I gave up. I don't want that for her. I want her to see me move from one success to the next until I'm finished accomplishing everything I want to accomplish, so she can follow in those same footsteps. Maybe not in music, although she sings very good and loves it, but so that she can know that it's, you have to keep going no matter what, you know, and don't have any fear. And I teach her that every day. You know, you have to have confidence, sing it with confidence, do it with confidence. And so the mind is a very powerful thing.
So what's next for Magali?
If you set that right, the tone for everything else will fall in place. What's next for me is a nap. No, I'm kidding. No, just doing what I'm doing now, you know, this is the very beginning of this tour. So, we still have a lot of dates that we're already booking throughout the year, which they just notified me about yesterday, a couple of festivals with a couple of big names. I can't say quite yet until they're confirmed, but I'm so excited. I was jumping up and down. So that's what's next. Just continuing to grow my band, to promote the music. There's so many good tracks on this new album that nobody's heard because we don't have video content for it, but that's what we're working on now. And above all, just, you know, trying to bring
so
to
I want to make sure that people can
so
find you where
great,
we are. So where can they find you on social media or anywhere? Email, I'll list it.
Yes. Anything you want to look up is just under my name, Magali, space De La Rosa. My YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, everything is just Magali De La Rosa. And of course, I have a website, magalidelarosa.com, or you can go to my record label's website and they also have all my information, or if you're interested in booking.
So before we close
that,
off the podcast, what's your best piece of advice you can give someone who's looking to follow their dreams?
Don't give up and keep working towards your goals. And if there's something in this business or in any business that you're insecure about or you don't know how to do, find the answer. You're not a great dancer, go take a dance class. You want to be a singer, go take a singing class. Study, learn from other artists, look at interviews. Other artists have been my teachers. So if that's what you're looking to do, study other artists, read their biographies, read their histories, you know? And above all, just have faith in yourself that it is going to happen.
Awesome. I'll talk to you soon.